Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big T and Sal back on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Let's get back to the calls. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. We've been talking a lot of Pete Alonso. We just did some wild card with Nick Costos, but it's been largely an Alonso day. We did talk about Aaron Glenn as well, turning down the interview for the Patriots. Real quick, though, BT, you did say the Jets are interviewing somebody else. Who is this?
Yeah, Hoff saw this. Hoff, the Jets, we were doing the interview with Costos. They reached out to the Maryland coach?
Mike Locksley.
Locksley, right?
Come on. Top notch.
And not Pete Carroll?
What is going on with that?
What'd I do with my glasses? I can't. What I do?
They can't find my glasses.
Are they any farther than your sweatshirt pocket?
That's they are.
There you go.
SNY's busting my chops here. I get the producers texting me throughout the course of the show. Take some selfies. They want something for the show later. Take some selfies. A happy face, an angry face, a surprise face. I'm like, I'm in the middle of a show.
Hey, like, tell them this is job number one.
I did.
Like, and what, you're job number two.
They're like, it takes 5 seconds. Yeah, it takes 5 seconds. You know how stupid I feel taking a selfie with a happy face or an angry face?
Yeah.
So I did it with the glasses off during that last break.
Jeez, that's why you couldn't find them.
Yeah, and I can't find my glasses. Anyway, so yeah, I've never heard of this guy. They could interview this Maryland head coach.
He's been there for a while.
Not Pete Carroll?
I don't get it. Listen, Boomer's going to have all the information. My boy Boomer, of course, my guy Boomer, right?
Yeah, football there info. We go.
Maryland Terp Boomer is. Locksley's been there about, I want to say, 5 or 6 years. I know he's been to a couple of bowls. That's a tough job. So I'd be lying if I said that I'm sitting here dialed into Maryland week to week. I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
I do know that he's elevated the program, and there's just certain jobs that are inherently tougher than others. Football at Maryland is very hard. So, I mean, listen,
they can't hire.
No, they're not going to. But I think what you do is, and, you know, it's a very expansive search here. And this is something that I've said. It seems. What?
Hobbs,
what? What do you say?
That can't be right.
What?
What? He's been Maryland head coach since 2019. His overall head coaching record?
Yeah.
35-67.
No way.
Dude, that's got to
no,
be.
No, but listen, so I was right. He's been there about 5 or 6 years. All right, listen, if anybody knows anything about it, at least I know something about the guy.
Yeah.
So I would challenge you, Hoff, to go and do a little bit more, because this is what matters to me. So if that's his record, and I believe that you probably did the math right, what was Maryland the first the 3, 4, 5 years before he got there? I know they had like one win, one seat. Like they
but then
are
he built it up.
The dregs yeah. of football. It's a tough job, dude.
This is also he was the head coach of New Mexico too.
Okay. Oh, so that's,
an
that's
even
his career record.
Job.
Yeah. That's his career record. Okay.
That's still not great.
Yeah. No, I think he can't hire. The Jets can't hire.
Positive hire him.
Positive in bowl games.
Yeah.
3-0.
I think he's won 3 straight, if I'm not mistaken.
Can somebody though ask me, BT? This is a serious question. Forget about my affinity for Pete Carroll here.
Yeah.
Just like logically speaking, how could you interview this guy from Maryland but not Pete Carroll? Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
Well, he's trying to get some information.
Wouldn't you think that Pete Carroll's a little more qualified to give some information?
Yeah, I would have the conversation. Listen, I don't know. Maybe they reached out quietly to Pete's reps, and Pete said, I want to come back to coach. I don't want to move to the East Coast. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
And you interviewed with Chicago, right?
That's not the East Coast. That's Midwest. I mean, you know, I know it's a... We tend to simplify things doing this, like call him. Why didn't he call? I get it. The Jets, even though it seems like they are, they're not dumb. Like, they're not. Woody's not a good owner, but I don't think that this search has been run by dumb people. I think it's the exact opposite, which is why I'm kind of encouraged. I think it's been run by smart people, and I do like the expansive nature to it. It seems almost overwhelming. They're talking to everybody, but I said it last night. I said it yesterday. I say it again now. I think the more smart people you talk to, the more information you gather, which leads you to a better mindset to eventually make the right decision.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back. We will get to your calls on Pete Alonso or whatever else. The NFL playoffs, certainly wild card weekend, so we'll take your calls on that. Then we'll have our picks coming up at 1:20, so still plenty more to do. 888-808-1019.